what was it, the being returned American? There was something when I talked to Auntie and Uncle John about somebody who'd gone over to Ireland and had 21 children, and one of them had been the first lady doctor.
That's right, in America. She left Ireland in the time of the famine, probably, in the time of the Great Immigration.
Yeah.
And she had 21 children, that's right.
Yeah.
And one of them, she was supposed to be the first American lady doctor. There was a big thing about it. We had a cutting of it, but it's, that's all gone.
What was their name?
I don't know. I could tell your name, but it
was... Was it on the McManus side?
It was on the McManus, yes. Gately side. Gately. Gately man. I don't know whether she was the old man's sister. My grandfather's sister. I don't think she was. I don't think she was McManus. I think she was a gay kid.
Yeah, yeah. But the returned American that your aunt married, he wasn't anything.
Oh, nothing to do with that. No, he had gone to America to make his fortune, and didn't make it, so he decided to come back.
Yeah, you see.
A lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. They wanted. Yeah. They had a time in America and they came back. And a lot of people resented them when they came back. You haven't made any go of it over there, so you come back now and see what you get out of it here. You see. I think that must have been the attitude. I don't really know for certain about the attitude, but it's how I think of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get daft ideas about things like that, you know.
I
put my own conclusions on them,
yeah,
you know.
Yes.
They may be right and they may be wrong.
Yes, but... They're no more wrong than anybody else's, are they?
Yes, but I should remember. And she, and his sister was a very clever musician. She was Evelyn Gately. She was a very clever musician. The old man was, I never knew him, of course, because as I said, he died. Now, he died of, he had a stroke. He was, you remember Uncle Gerald? I believe he was like Uncle Gerald, a little man, you know, very sturdily built.
Yeah.
And he was a champion weightlifter or something like that, you know. Because, of course, he had been in America. He and my grandmother had both been in America.
Okay.
Yes, and they obviously didn't find it so good, so they came back. I think, don't know whether they got married in America or whether they got married when they came back. I don't know any detail like that, but they had both been to America.
Yeah.
And anyway, he apparently, he was what they called a champion weightlifter. And he used to do this thing with the hammer and send the weights up, you know, that sort of thing. Not for anything except... when they were having sports or something like that, you know. But it obviously didn't, it's probably got the better of him eventually.
Yeah.
Because he had a stroke and he never survived. But mind you, they didn't have the same things then. I said, nowadays, same helps, you know.
But they, had they always, when they went to America and came back again, did they come back to the same sort of area?
I presume so. That I'm not certain of either, but I presume they came back to the same area.
They were for Roscommon,
weren't they? Well, they were in the... Well, between Ballinasloe and Roscommon, really. I think they were in the county of Roscommon. It was a place called Dysart. Dysart. And funnily enough, they had their cottage here. You walked along the road and there was a house on the side of the road, a very fine looking house, not a cottage, a house, and in that was some cousin, grandfather's. He was also a Gately, but they never spoke to one another. Some family feud, and that was it. And they carried it on, and they never, never spoke to one another. And I don't think John Gately ever spoke to anybody in that house. But what the feud was about, I don't know. Whether it was a case of dispossession of land or something, which of course caused a lot of trouble.
Yes.